Judith?
Uh-huh.
Okay, we've got you. You're number 272.
That's a pretty young voice for a poll worker. The average age of the men and women who work the election sites is upwards of 70. But at this polling place, two 17-year-old girls are behind the desk signing voters in and assigning numbers. West High senior Sarah Mraz calls it a great opportunity.
It really makes you want to vote, actually, because everyone's talking about it around you, and so you want to put some say into it yourself, even though we can't. So. And it really helps us learn really how to vote, because a lot of teens who just turn 18 really don't know what they're doing. So,
80-year-old Don Kennedy has been working the polls for years. He says it's about time for some young blood.
In fact, all of us are at the age where we're getting hard of hearing. That makes a problem. I think it's great. They're so much sharper than we are, and they can hear better, too.
And when Don Kennedy says he welcomes young blood, he means especially his own blood. His granddaughter, Mary, is one of the high school poll workers at his side.
It's definitely fun. It's nice because I don't get to see my grandpa all that much because of school and work and stuff, so it's a nice time to see him. And
each county clerk in the state hires and trains poll workers. The high schoolers are required to have at least a 3.0 grade point average and get permission from their parents and principal. The girls working this polling place say the opportunity is catching on. They say many more students are working this general election than did the primary. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.